Once again, as we come to study God's Word, we need to remember the indispensable principle.
当我们再一次来研读神的话语，我们必须记得有一件事是不可或缺的。
The indispensable principle of Bible study is total reliance on God's Holy Spirit.
读经的一个必不可少的原则就是我们要完完全全的来信靠圣灵。
Actually, it's the indispensable principle of living.
实际上也是我们生活的一个不可缺少的原则。
We need to constantly trust the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要不停地要信靠圣灵。
Before we pray together, I'd like to share a verse from Psalm 147.
我们祷告以前，我们先来看一处的圣经，诗篇147篇。
Chapter 147, 17 and 18 says, He sends forth His word and melts them. He causes His wind to blow.And the waters to flow.
中文的第十八节，他一出令，这些就都消化。他使风刮起，水便流动。
This chapter tells us how the Lord sends the snow and the ice.
这章告诉我们，我们的主他怎么差遣这个冰雹和雪。
And sometimes the brooks and the streams, the rivers, they get ice locked.
有时候这个溪水它就被冰冻了。
This verse says, He sends His wind, I mean His word, and He causes the wind to blow and the waters to flow.
这里就讲到它是出令，然后就是风刮起，水就流动起来。
Sometimes our hearts are like that frozen stream.And we need the Lord to melt the ice.
有时候我们的心就像那个冰冻的河流，我们需要神来让我们的心融化。
As you know, in the Bible, the wind is pictures our the Holy Spirit of God.
你们也许都知道，在圣经里面，这个风就代表着圣灵的这个图画。
Can we believe God together today and pray, Lord?Send your word that the wind might blow.
我们可不可以一起在神面前请他出令，然后让使风刮起
？So the waters can flow.
可以让水能够流动。
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们的天父，我们何等感谢你，因为你才圣灵住在我们里面。
We thank you, you have not left us on our own in the study of the Bible.
你让我们在读经这个方面没有留下我们做孤儿。
You put in our hearts a Bible teacher.
你在我们的心里面给我们一个圣经的父子。
One who searches the depths of God and reveals it unto us.
那个来测神的深处的那位，然后也能启示给我们的那一位。
We wait upon you now, Lord. Speak, your servants listen.
主，我们在你面前等候，求你发声，你的仆人就静听。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, as you know, we're in the process of looking at principles of the resurrection life.
我们正在来研读这个复活生命的原则。
We're gleaning from three stories in the Gospels where our Lord Jesus raised the dead.
我们在福音书里面从这个三个主让死人复活的故事里面，我们来收谷。
In the first story, we saw that resurrection life.Is by pure grace.
在第一个故事，我们看到这个第一个复活生命的原则，只是完全的靠着恩典。
In the second story, we learned it's by simple faith.
从第二个故事，我们学到也是靠着我们简单的信心。
It can be imperfect faith because God accepts imperfect faith as real faith.
可能是一个不完美的不足的信心，但是神他也能接受这个不完美的信心。
We also looked at the progression of resurrection life from one miracle to the next.
然后我们从这一件神迹到另外一件神迹，我们也可以看见复活生命的进展。
In the first miracle, you remember, there was life, but also confusion.
第一个神迹那里你看见有生命了，但是也有一点的迷惑。
The one raised from the dead sat up and began to speak.
那个从死里复活的他就坐起来然后开口说话。
In the second miracle, the raising of Jairus' daughter, we saw a progress.
在第二个故事在雅鲁女儿的故事身上我们看见了有事情发生了一点进展。
She's not only sitting up, but the Lord Jesus took her by the hand, she began to walk, and she began to eat.
她不仅仅是坐了起来，而且我们看见主就握着她的手，她就开始与主同行，而且也开始吃。
Taking the hand pictures union with Christ.
握主的手就让我们看见一个与主联合的图画。
Walking pictures progress in the Christian life.
在那里行走就让我们看见他在基督徒生活的里面有了进展。
And rising with a hunger pictures the desire that comes with resurrection life.
然后他站起来他饥渴就让我们看见这个复活生命可以带给我们的一个渴望。
That brings us this morning to our third illustration.
这就带到我们今天的第三个例子。
This is a climactic illustration of resurrection.
这是一个复活的一个高峰的一个例子。
I'm referring to John chapter 11, the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
我是指到这个在约翰福音十一章拉撒路从死里复活这件事情。
I think perhaps we're all familiar with this wonderful chapter.
也许我们对这一章圣经都是已经非常熟悉了。
Because there's so much in this chapter, I'm going to divide it into two parts.
因为这一章内容很多，所以我们就把它分成两个部分。
I'll introduce it this morning, and the Lord assisting and willing, we'll look at part two tomorrow.
我们今天早上有一个开始，如果主若愿意来帮助我们的话，我们明天再看第二个部分。
I'll give you the point right away.
我马上就把这个重点先讲出来。
As the first miracle says, we need the pure grace of God to have resurrection life.
就像在第一个神迹里面说，我们必须从 有从神那里来的完全的恩典，我们才可以有一个复活的生命。
As the second miracle teaches, we need faith, even if it's imperfect, because He's a sensitive Savior.
第二个神迹就让我们看见我们也需要有一个不完全的信心即使它不完全但是因为我们的主是那个灵敏的那位主。
This third miracle illustrates the need for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三个就是要讲到我们需要我们主耶稣基督的启示。
Our brother shared last evening how to study the Bible.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上讲到我们应该如何的读圣经。
We don't study Genesis to know Genesis.
我们不是来读创世纪来认识创世纪。
We don't study Psalms to know Psalms.
我们不仅仅是只是读诗篇为了是明白诗篇而已。
God gave us Genesis to know Jesus.
神把创世纪给我们让我们认识基督。
Every book in the Bible is designed to unveil Christ.
在圣经里面的每一卷书都是因着设计来让我们启示给我们基督。
And so we come to the Bible asking, seeking, that we might behold the Lord.
所以我们来到圣经里面，我们在那里寻求，我们也在那里祈求，我们能看见主。
As there can be no resurrection life apart from the pure grace of God.
就像离开了神的完全的恩典，就没有复活生命一样。
As there cannot be an experience of resurrection life apart from simple faith.
如果没有一个单纯的信心，也就没有我们复活生命的经历和这件事实一样。
And since the resurrection life is the life of the risen one, we need to know him.
因为这个复活的生命是那个复活者的生命，所以我们必须来认识他。
The resurrection life is possessed by every Christian.
每一个基督徒都拥有了复活的生命。
The Bible teaches that the Lord has come to give life and to give it more abundantly.
圣经教导我们，我们的主来是给我们生命，并且让我们得得更丰盛。
I used to teach that all Christians have life, but not all Christians have abundant life.
我以前在讲过，所有的基督徒都有生命，但是不一定每个人都很丰盛。
I don't teach that anymore.
我不再这样讲了。
Because life is a person, and his name is Jesus.
因为生命是一个位格，他的名字叫耶稣。
Abundant life is also a person, and his name is Jesus.
这个丰盛的生命也是一个位格，他的名字也是耶稣。
If you have Jesus, you have life, and you have abundant life.
如果你有耶稣，你就有生命，而且是一个丰盛的生命。
There's a difference between having it and enjoying it.
但是有一个差别，就是你一方面是有，另外一方面你是能享受到。
We all have the Lord, but we don't perhaps enjoy Him the way we ought to enjoy Him.
我们都有主，但是我们也许还没有像我们应该享用他的方式来享用他。
Now, because this miracle is taking us forward in the truth of resurrection life,
因为这个神迹把我们在这个复活生命的这个真理上面带到了下面的一步。
Before I show you how he reveals himself, I want to show you to whom he reveals himself.
我想在他怎么样启示他自己以前，我先告诉你们他是向谁来启示他。
Let me share a couple of verses from John 11. John 11, verse 3.
我们在约翰福音十一章第三节我们可以看。
So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And then verse 5, please.
然后第五节。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
And verse 11.
十一节。
And he said, and after that he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I go that I may awaken him out of his sleep.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
And in verse 36, the crowd made this observation.
然后36节，那些众人们也就这样说。
So the Jews were saying, see how he loved him.
犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
Now this is not just the Lord dealing with his people.
这不仅仅是主来和他的百姓来打交道。
We know he always deals with his people.
因为我们知道他总是和他的百姓来对付，来打交道。
He deals with the unbeliever and the backslider, the average Christian.
他对付那些不信的或者退后的和那些平常的基督徒。
But in this chapter, the Lord is dealing with a special group of people.
在这一章我们看到主他在对付那个特别的一群人。
I'm not the first one to notice that this family in Bethany was very special.
我不是第一个注意到这件事实的, 就是在伯大尼的这一个家非常的特别。
There was a great union of love and relationship with this family.
在这里有一个极大的爱和合一在这个家里面。
He whom you love is sick.
这里说到你所爱的人病了。
Jesus loved Mary and Martha.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子玛利亚。
Our friend is sleeping.
我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。This
family, this family of Bethany, in order to take the next step in resurrection life,
这个伯大尼的这一家，他们为着能够来进到下一步复活生命的进展里面,
the Lord had to deal with those who have come as far as this family in Bethany.
主必须要，纵然他们在这一点能够来到这么深的地步，主也要对付这一个家。
In terms of our little series, this family had already experienced the miracle at Nain.
就着我们这个小的系列来讲，他们已经经历了拿因的神迹。
They had life and they had many questions.
他们有生命，他们也有许多的问题。
They had already experienced the miracle that Jairus experienced with his daughter.
他们也经历了雅鲁并他女儿所经历的这个神迹的经历。
They were walking in union with Christ and they were being fed.
他们已经与主联合而生活，他们也被喂养。
Now the Lord wants to take them another step.
主要把他们带到更深的一个地步。
And so, as we talk about resurrection, I hope the family of Bethany is here.
当我讲到复活的时候，我是在盼望这个在伯大尼的那个家能够如今就在我们当中。
Because this revelation has to do with his intimates, his friends, those he loves dearly.
因为这个神迹要坐在他所亲密的、他所爱的那些人的身上。
He's not saying, come to Jesus. They've already come to Jesus.
他不是仅仅的说来到耶稣的面前，因为他们已经在耶稣面前了。
He's not saying, come back to Jesus. They're not backslidden.
他也没有说你回到耶稣的面前，因为他们并没有倒退。
He's talking to those who love him dearly.
他在这里向那些那么爱他的那些人来说话。
Before we get into the heart, the meat of this next principle,
当我们要进到下一个原则的这个具体的方面的里面以前,
I want the Lord to challenge us all with Martha's words to her sister Mary.
我想让神借着马大向玛利亚所说的话来给我们一个挑战。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
11章28节。
And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary her sister, saying secretly, the teacher is here and he's calling for you.
马大说了这话就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了，叫你。
Now I want to pass by for a moment the history of her comment in the text.
我想再简单的提一点在这个讲到这个里面的这个一点点的历史的评论。
I want us to lay hold of the spiritual truth in her words.
我们想抓住她这些话里面的一些属灵的真理。
The teacher is here, and he's calling for you.
夫子来了，叫你。
It's a story of life from the dead.
这是一个从死里复活的这个故事。
Not only for that time and that history, but now.
不仅仅是那个时刻，那个历史，而且也是现在。
The teacher is calling you to himself.
这个夫子要招你到他的到他自己那里去。
And to the truth in this chapter, resurrection life.
也是要把我们带到这一章的真理的里面，就是讲到复活的生命。
We're happy that each one of you are here this weekend.
所以你们每个人来到这里，我们都很高兴。
I don't know why you're here. Did someone drag you here?
我不知道你们为什么来，是不是有人把你们拖过来
？Is it tradition that every year you come?
是不是每年你都要来这里？这已经成为一个传统。
Maybe somebody invited you to come.
也许有人是请你来。
Maybe you were curious.
也许你带着好奇心而来。
Maybe you were hungry to go forward in the Lord.
也许你是有一颗饥渴的心，你想在主里面你更深的进步。
I don't know how you ended up here. Well, I do. The Lord brought you here.
我虽然不知道你是怎么来的，但是我是知道是主把你带来的。
But I want you to know that the teacher's here.
我愿意你们知道夫子在这里。
And he's calling for you.
他也在这里呼召你。
He's calling you to himself and to the truth of resurrection life.
他把你招到他的面前，也进到这个复活生命的真理的里面。
The new step we're about to take is expressed in John 14, verse 21.
我们下一步要走的是在约翰福音十四章二十一节这里面。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
He's about to disclose himself to this family that loved him.
他要向那个爱他的那个家庭来显现他的自己。
You know, a person will only trust the Lord when he must.
一个人他只有到了必要的关头，他才能信靠主。
We always must.
当然我们都有这个必要。
Sometimes we don't think we need to trust him, but we always need to trust him.
我们有时候觉得我们可能不需要信靠他，但是我们实在是需要信靠他。
Chapter 11, verse 14 and 15, please.
我们再回到十一章十四十五节。
Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信，如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
I'd like to put the end of verse 14 and the beginning of verse 15 together.
我想把十四节的末了和十五节的开头放在一起。
Lazarus is dead and I'm glad.
拉撒路死了，我很欢喜。
Wouldn't you expect it to read, Lazarus is dead and I am sad?
你有没有在那里期望读到说是拉撒路死了，我很难过呢？
But he wasn't sad, he was glad.
但是他没有难过，而是欢喜。
Now to understand his heart and to prepare ourselves for the revelation, we need to understand why he was glad.
我们必须要，当我们要认识他的心，我们要认识到这个启示的时候，我们必须明白他为什么会欢喜。
Jesus is glad because now he has an opportunity to unveil himself in a deeper way.
耶稣很欢喜，因为他现在有一个机会，可以让他能够更深的来启示他的自己。
The family of Bethany, they were already doing well.
这个伯大尼的家庭，他们已经做得还不错。
They loved the Lord. They were trusting the Lord.
他们爱主，他们也信靠主。
But the Lord wanted them to do better.
但是主让他们能够做得更好一点。
He wanted them to advance.
他愿意他们能够有进步。
He wanted to take them deeper.
他愿意把他们带到更深的地步。
I want to show you how God deals with his friends.
我想向你们看一看神是怎么对付他的朋友。
On the level of earth, if you read this, you say, that's pretty harsh dealing. Does he deal that way with his friends?
你如果只看表面，你觉得他好像对他的朋友好像很残酷。
He deals so that he can show himself as the overcomer.
他这样对付他们是让他自己作为那个得胜者的这个事实能够显露。
What I would like to do, and I'll state it right now, and then we'll move into the text.
我想在这里马上把这一点来讲出来，然后我们再进到这个章节里面。
This morning, I want to show you how he reveals himself as the overcomer.
今天早晨，我想让大家看见他把自己作为那个得胜者来启示出来。
Lord willing, tomorrow, I'd like to show you how he reveals himself.As the resurrection and the life.
明天如果主愿意的话，我们来看见他就是那复活，他就是那生命。
There were adjustments that needed to be made in the lives of those who dearly love the Lord.
在那些纵然很爱主的那些人的心里面，也有需要做一点的调整。
Let me state them as principles so that we can enter into this.
我只是把它们作为原则来讲明，我们可以进去。
To discover the Lord as the overcomer, they had to stop seeing him as the preventer.
如果你要认识他作为那个得胜者，你必须不再只是认为他只是那个可以防止一些事情发生的人。
Please notice the comments that both sisters made.
你请你留意这两个姊妹她们都在你说的话。
Martha in John 11 verse 21.
21节里面马大在说。
Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Mary in verse 32.
玛利亚在32节。
Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见他就俯伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
You see, their argument was, this could have been prevented.
他们在那里争辩的内容是如果你在这里的话，这件事情就可以防止了，不会发生了。
If you had come when we called you, we wouldn't be having this experience.
当我们派人去叫你的时候，如果你那个时候就来，我们就不会经历这件事情。
Could our Lord Jesus have prevented Lazarus from dying?
我们的主到底能不能防止拉撒路死亡呢？
Undoubtedly, he could have. There's no question.
当然，完全没有问题。
Would he have prevented Lazarus from dying?
但是他愿不愿意，然后来阻止拉撒路死亡呢？
That's a question all its own. It seems like he would have if he had been there.
这个问题好像让我们看见，如果他在那儿的话，他也许愿意的。
But now the Bible says he's glad that he wasn't there.
但是圣经告诉我们他因为不在那里他就欢喜。
If he had been there, they would have known him as the God who prevents death.
如果他在那里的话，那些人就会认为他是那位防止事情发生的那位神。
But they're about to discover him as the God who overcomes death.
但是他们要发现的却是他是得胜者来战胜死亡的那一位这个事实。
Preventing is one thing, overcoming is another.
防止是一件事情，但是战胜是另外一件事情。
He was testing their faith by not preventing Lazarus' death.
他用着没有救拉撒路，没有阻止拉撒路死这件事情来试验他们的信心。
He allowed Lazarus to get sick.
他允许拉撒路来得的病重。
Very sick.
很严重。
Very, very sick.
非常非常严重。
Critically ill.
就是已经病得要死了。
He allowed Lazarus to die.
而且他允许拉撒路去死。
This is the great illustration of resurrection life.
这就是一个复活生命的一个极大的一个图画。
Death is man's most unsolvable problem.
死亡是人类最难解决的一个问题。
If he can solve the problem of death, he can solve every lesser problem.
如果他能解决死亡的问题，那些小问题他都能解决。
Naturally, our hearts want Jesus to prevent.
当然，我们天然的心，我们愿意耶稣来防止这件事情发生。
We want him to deliver.
我们愿意他能施拯救。
Deliver me from this trouble.
让救我们脱离这个麻烦。
Deliver me from this financial disaster.
救我们脱离我这个经济上的这个难处。
Deliver me from these family conflicts.
也求你救我，让我们的家不再有这么大的冲突。
Deliver me from this horrible disease.
也救，请你救我脱离这个严重的疾病。
Deliver me from this anxiety and depression.
也救我，让我不再焦虑和忧郁。
Deliver me from the terrible confrontation that I need to make with a certain person.
不要让我和这个某个人之间有很大的一个冒犯。
We want him to prevent.
我们总是愿意他来防止。
He could have prevented the three Hebrews from the furnace.
他可以防止那个三个希伯来人在这个火炉里面，进到火炉里面。
But he had something better in mind.
但是在他的脑子里面有更好的一个方案。
Much knowledge of the Lord is lost.Because we insist that God deliver us.
当我们在那里坚持让他来救我们的时候，我们就失去了很多对他的认识。
To his closest friends.
对于他最亲近的朋友。
To those who are intimate with him.
对于那些与他亲近的那些人。
Sometimes he doesn't deliver.
他有时候并不救他们。
He wants you to see him as the overcomer.
他愿意你们看出他是那得胜者。
I remember well in my early Christian life, it was always, deliver me.
我记得在我刚信主不久，我总是说你要救我。
As I saw more and more of the Lord, my prayer changed.
当我越来越多的认识主，我的祷告就改变了。
I didn't pray deliver me anymore. I prayed, Lord, keep me.
我不再在那里说主啊救我，而是在那里说主啊保守我。
But as I go on with the Lord, it doesn't matter anymore whether he delivers or keeps me.
当我与主同行的年日久了，他救不救我和保不保护我都不要紧了。
My prayer is now, Father, glorify thy name.
我现在的祷告是父啊，求你荣耀你的名。
He had to change their expectation.
他必须要改变他们的一个期望。
He wants to take them deeper. He wants them to know him as the overcomer.
他愿意把他们带到更深的地步，让他们认识到他是那位战胜死亡的那一位。
There's another thing that they had to, that he had to change in their faith.
另外一件事情要让他们在他们信心里面有点改变的是
it looks like they were dependent on his sensible presence.
他们好像在那里必须要靠着他那个能够摸得着的那个同在。
If you had been here,
如果你在这里的话
implied, but you weren't,
就在你暗示说但是你没有。
They wanted to feel the Lord's presence.
他们愿意摸到主的同在。
At this point, they were quite subjective.
这个时候他们还是很主观的。
They interpreted his delay, his absence, as something bad.
他们来对于他的这个迟延，他不在那里，他们是用一个错误、一个不好的方式来解释。
We wish he was here, but he's not.
我们盼望他在这里，但是他却没有。
Listen to verse 6 in chapter 11, please.
我们再看11章第6节。
And when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
He purposely delayed.
他在那里是带着一个目的，他在那里迟延。
Sometime Jesus waits till the last minute.
有时候耶稣一直等到最后关头。
But to this family of Bethany, the last minute passed.
但是对于伯大尼的这一个家，这个最后关头也已经过去了。
John 11:17.
11章17节。
When Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
Now it's true on the level of earth.His physical presence was not there.
在表面上看，他的身体真的是没有在那里。
They couldn't see him.
因为他们看不见他。
They couldn't touch him.
他们不能摸他。
They couldn't break bread with him.
他们也不能与他擘饼。
But you know, he was there in his omnipresence.
你知道，在他那个无处不在的同在，他的同在已经在那里了。
In fact, he kept his disciples informed what was going on.
实际上他也告诉他的门徒一件一件事情就这样发生。
It's part of the testing of faith.
是来试验他们信心的一个部分。
Sorrow is prolonged for the same reason it was sent.
这个痛苦就是为了同样的来定下的原因让他来延长了。
That we might know him more.
让我们能够更多的认识他。
Mary and Martha both expressed the pain of his absence.
马大和玛利亚都因着他不在那里，他们都感到很痛苦。
Martha and Mary. Martha in verse 21.
马大和玛利亚在21节。
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here,My brother would not have died.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Mary said in verse 32, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
玛利亚在32节说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
It was a great trial to these sisters to feel that the Lord was far away.
对于这两姊妹来说，她们觉得主在离她们很遥远的地方，对她们实在是一个很大的试炼。
The Lord deals sometime very severely with those He loves.
神主有时候对他爱的那些人对付的很厉害。
Not only must we stop expecting Him to always deliver us.
我们不仅要在那里不再期望他总是救我们。
Not only must we not always be subjective and want to feel his presence.
不仅仅我们必须要停止来不再主观然后必须要摸到他的同在。
But he dealt with them in another way.
他是用另外的一个方式来对付他们。
They thought they had a clear word from him.
因为他们以为他们从他那有一个很清晰的话语
，a word that they could understand with their mind。
他觉得他们可以头脑里面就能认识那个话。
Chapter 11, verse 4.
十一章第四节。
When Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it."
耶稣听见就说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Confusion, perplexity, is a wonderful step in the knowledge of the resurrection life.
在认识这个复活生命的这个历程里面，混淆其实是一个很奇妙的一步。
Every forward step in helplessness is a forward step in the knowledge of the Lord.
你每一次毫无助的往前行这一步，都是你能够进到更认识主的那一步的一个必要条件。
They sent word to Jesus, and it is implied that he sent a messenger back to them.
他们派人去找耶稣，这里也说到耶稣可能派人来把一些话给他们。
It seems so simple.
好像很简单。
This sickness is not unto death.
这病不至于死。
If it was my loved one and I got that word, I would be very relieved.
如果是我所爱的，我听见这句话，我就一定就释放了。
If my Lillian were ill and the doctor sent word to me, this sickness is not unto death.
如果我们弟兄说他的太太如果生病的话，神给他一句话，说他这个病不至于死的话。
The way I understood it up here, I would think she's not going to die.
我头脑里面我就会认为她不至于死。
If your loved one was sick and you got word this sickness is not unto death, what would you think?
如果你所爱的人生病了，但是神给你这句话说这病不至于死，你会怎么想？
It's not in the Bible, but I can imagine Mary and Martha when they got that word back from the messenger.
但是虽然圣经里面没有具体的记载，但是我觉得马大和玛利亚他们从那个信使得到这样的一句话。
I can see them whispering in the ear of Lazarus, don't worry, this sickness is not unto death.
我可以想象他们在会悄悄地对拉撒路说，不要担心，这个病不至于死。
And as he began to decline,I can hear the sister saying, I know you don't feel well, but Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death.
当他光景每况愈下的时候，但是他们也会对他说，我知道你不好，但是耶稣已经说了，你不至于死。
It had to be a shock for Mary and Martha as he became worse and worse.
当他越来越严重的时候，对于玛利亚可能是一个震动。
They thought they knew what Jesus meant, but when Lazarus died, it was a jolt to their faith.
他们认以为他们知道耶稣是什么意思，但是当他死的时候，这必须一定对他们的信心是一个极大的震动。
As you go on in the Lord, and our brother was sharing this in one of his messages,
我们的弟兄这样交通道。
We've got to trust the Holy Spirit to understand the heart of God.
我们在基督徒的生活里面，当我们必须要信靠圣灵，我们才能认识我们主的心意。
He always means what he means.
他总是就着他的意思，他就是那个意思。
But sometimes what he says does not communicate what he means.
但是有时候他说的并不是他意指的。
In Luke 14, he told me, I must hate my wife and my children.
在路加福音十四章里面，他必须说我要带着我的儿女和我的妻子。
He didn't mean that, but those were his words.
他并不是直接是那个意思，但是这却是他的话。
He said, "Destroy this temple, I'll raise it in 3 days."
他说，你把这个圣殿拆毁，我就在三天以后让它重新建立起来。
He said, those standing here will not die till they see the king coming in his glory.
他说在这里的人在神在王在他荣耀里回来以前就不会死。
He said, the son of man has no place to lay his head.
他说人子没有枕头的地方。
He had more pillows Everyone he healed would have certainly said, come to my home.
他有很多的枕头, 因为他每一个医治的人都会跟他说, 都会请他到他们家里去。
His close friends must learn to put their ear to the heart of the Lord.
他的仆人, 亲近他的人, 必须要把他们的耳朵来贴近主的心那里听。
A cold, literal approach might be the letter that kills.
你只是用一个冰冷的一个字面的理解，就是让人死的字句。
He told the nine to go show yourselves to the priests.
他跟那个人说，你去把你自己向这个祭司来展示。
And when the one came back, he said, "Where are the nine?"
当那个人一个人回来的时候，他就问那其他的九个人呢？
I'll tell you where they are. They're showing themselves to the priest.
我想他们是在把自己给祭司看。
The one that came back, he showed himself to the priest.
那个回来的那个人，他把他自己来给祭司看。
Solomon said, "Take the sword and cut the baby in half."
那个所罗门在那个故事里面就讲，你说拿剑把这个孩子切成两半。
That's what his lips said.
那是他的嘴唇是这样说。
But his heart said, "Save the baby."
但是他心里面说，救下来这个孩子。
We've got to have the Holy Spirit's interpretation of this precious word.
我们必须有圣灵给我们对这些宝贵的话语有解释。
When Lazarus died, Mary and Martha did not say, "Oh, we must have misunderstood."
当拉撒路死的时候，马大和玛利亚没有只是说，哦，我们可能理解错了。
They should have said, "We were dead wrong."
他们应该说我们错到底了。But
as we read the record, they felt like the Lord let them down.
当我们读这个记载的时候，我们看出来他们好像觉得主让他们失望了。How
could our friend not even come to his funeral?
为什么我们的朋友连他的葬礼都不肯来？
They held his love in suspicion.
他们就怀疑他的爱。Mystery
is a great humbler.
这个神奇的事情就让我们能够来谦卑下来。Don't
despise it when it's not crystal clear what God desires.
如果神期望的不是对我们来说不是很清晰的话，你不要轻视它。
If you're going to go forward, you've got to get beyond "deliver me" to overcome.
你要更进一步的话，你必须要从救我来进到来看见这个得胜者。
You don't always have to feel his presence.
你不一定总是要能够摸到他的同在。
He lives inside, and you rest on the fact of his presence.
他在你的里面，你在他住在你里面的这个事实上，你就能得住安息。
And we must understand by faith, not by reason.
我们必须是靠着信心来认识，而不是靠着我们的推理。
I want to call attention to how the Lord dealt with his friends. I've showed you that he dealt with them, but how did he do it?
我想让你们注意主是如何的对付他。我们已经看见主在对付他们了。Let
me just state the principle first and then try to illustrate it.
我先把原则讲出来，然后我们就来说明。The
Lord always deals with us as and where we are.
我们的主总是按照我们的本相和我们所在的地步来对付我们。In
order to bring us to the place he desires us to be.
是为着带领我们进到他所愿意我们所在的那个地步。Our
brother Son in his testimony reminded us that we're all unique.
我们的孙弟兄在他的见证里面说，我们每一个人都是独特的。There's
no substitute for this wonderful truth. God deals with me as and where I am.
没有一个更别的一个解释，就是神 来对于我们每一个人的对付都是根据我们的所事，也根据我们的所在。
You are you, and I am me.
你是你，我是我。
Mary was Mary, and Martha was Martha.
玛利亚是玛利亚，马大是马大。
Two different people, Mary and Martha.
他们是两个不同的人。
They have a few things in common, but mostly they were different.
他们也许有一点点的相同点，但是绝大多数他们是不同的人。
But in this record, we have two different people with the same problem at the same time.
但是在这个故事里面，我们看见有两个不同的人，在同一个时刻却有了同一个问题。
They both lost a loved one.
他们都失掉了那个他们所爱的。
They both lost their brother.
他们失去了他们的兄弟。
They're both hurting. They're grieving.
他们都在伤心痛哭。
How does our Lord Jesus deal with two different people that have the same problem at the same time?
我们的主对于两个不同的人在同一个时间有同一个问题，主是怎么样来分别对付他们？
He dealt with Martha as Martha. He dealt with Mary as Mary.
他是用马大的方式来对付马大，用对付玛利亚的方式来对付玛利亚。
He did not deal with them in the same way.
他没有用同一样的方式来对付他们。
Our brother also reminded us that though we are different, the Lord works on character.
我们弟兄也提醒我们，虽然我们都是独特的，但是神在塑造我们的性格。
Your personality, your temperament, He'll not change that.
你的性格，你的个性，他不会改变。
But as he changes your character, he liberates your personality and your temperament.
但是当他改变你的性格的时候，他是把你的个格完全的释放出来。
You're still you, but God will show others who are like you what he can do through someone like you.
你还是你，但是他能让众人看见就你这样的一个人，他能够做什么样的工作？
Even though Mary and Martha were different, let me mention a couple of ways they were the same.
虽然马大和玛利亚不一样，但是我想把他们的共同点来，有两点我来讲一讲。
They both love their brother.
他们都爱他们的兄弟。
They both love the Lord.
他们也都爱主。
They showed it differently, but they both loved the Lord.
他们虽然表现不一样，但是他们都确实爱主。
Martha saw him as a guest. Mary saw him as a host.
马大就把他当成一个客人，玛利亚却把他当成一个主人。
They were the same in that they were both grieving over the death of their brother.
在这里讲，他们都一样在为拉撒路的死在那里伤心。
But most of all, the record shows they were the same in their struggle of faith.
但是这里记载让我们看见他们在信心里面的挣扎是一样的。
Terribly confused. How could our friend treat us this way?
他们在那极大的困惑，为什么我们的朋友这样对付我们？
I want us to reread John 11:21, please.
我们再请一起读11章21节。
Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Verse 32, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Their faith was severely tried, and sometime we're tempted to do what they did.
他们的信心受了极大的试探，有时候我们也受到诱惑要和他们做一样的事情。
Included in the statement, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
在他们所说的这句话里面，如果你早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Was the suggestion it could have been different?
他就暗指说这可能会不一样，结局不一样。
If only it could have been different.
如果怎么样，结果可能会不一样。
If only we sought the messenger earlier.
如果我们更早的来看见这个派这个信使去。
If only we knew how to deal with this disease.
如果我们能够知道怎么来对付这个疾病。
If only I made him or her take their medicine.
也许我让他记得他要记下来他的这个吃他的药。
If only they had buckled that seatbelt.
如果他们真是系上安全带的话。
If only I was more forceful and forbid them to go.
如果我更坚持不要让他去的话。
If only I didn't fall into that temptation.
如果我没有陷到那个试探的里面。
If only I warned them about running with the wrong crowd.
如果我提警告他们不要和那些人坏人同流合污。
Sometime when bad things happen, we forget that God is still on His throne.
有时候我们看见这个坏的事情发生，我们就忘记神还是在他的宝座上。
He's sovereign. He controls everything.
他是主权的那位神，他来掌控一切。
He rules the good. He overrules.The evil.
他在那里掌权，在掌权，在对的掌好的方面掌权，他也把那些坏的方面来战胜。
It doesn't matter how ugly or bitter or tragic the situation might be.
不论光景是多么的坏，多么的有悲剧性。
Once it's taken place, there are no ifs.
如果事情已经发生了，就没有。如果了。
In God's high and wise purposes, it could not have been different.
在主的高的智慧的旨意里面，不可能有另外的一个结局。
One of the most thrilling truths the Lord can break on your heart is this.
有一个主能够给你的心里面带来一个极大冲击的一个真理是这样子。
A Christian is never at the mercy of any circumstance.
我们基督徒并不是在这个环境并不会来对我们有一个更好的一个优待。
A Christian is never a victim of any second cause.
我们的基督徒也不是另外第二个次要的一个原因的这个受伤者。受伤害者。
We're not victims of Satan.
我们不是撒旦的受害者。
We're not victims of the fire or the disease.
我们也不是这个火灾和这个疾病的受害者。
We're not victims of the act of violence or the accident that takes place.
我们也不是这些暴乱或者说这个事件的这个受害者。
Now this I call Christian honey.
我把这些事情叫做是基督徒的蜜。
It's sweet, but there are some bees. You can get in trouble by saying something like this.
很甜美，但是又有蜜蜂在那里，所以我们说这些话也许会带来一些问题。
You're not even a victim of your sin.Of your sin.
你也不是你，甚至不是你罪的受害者。
In their trembling faith, they not only thought it could have been different.
在他们那个在受到震动的信心的里面，他们说也许事情会不一样。
But the way the text reads, they also thought it should have been different.
但是在字面上说，他们却是认为是应该朝不同的方向发展。
Not only blaming circumstances, but blaming the Lord.
他们不仅来 抱怨他们的环境，而且也抱怨主。
God deals with those He loves differently.
主对他所爱的人，他的对付的方式并不一样。
Let me show you how He dealt with Martha and Mary, and how He dealt with them differently.
我让你们看他如何的对付马大和玛利亚，是用不同的方式。
You know, Martha's response is so different than Mary's.
你看马大的反应与玛利亚的反应完全不一样。
She was so swift to serve the Lord in her home.
她在家里面是那么快的来侍奉主。
No doubt, Mary knew that Jesus had arrived as well.
玛利亚当然也知道耶稣已经来了。
But notice verse 20 of chapter 11.
在十一章二十节那里。
Martha, therefore, when she heard Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary stayed at the house.
马大听见耶稣来了就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
Two different people, Mary and Martha.
马大和玛利亚两个完全不同的人。
Martha was a feminine Peter.
马大就像一个这个女权的彼得一样。
Mary was a feminine John.
玛利亚就像一个约翰的这个女性的这个方面。
Martha was prose, Mary was poetry.
马大呢就像一篇散文，玛利亚呢就像一首诗歌。
Martha, you know, was so eager and active and fretful, wanting to get everything done.
马大呢就是特别的迫切，他要让很多的事情都很快的做好。
She was an extrovert.
她是一个性格外向的人。
Mary, she's an introvert.
玛利亚是一个很内向的人。
She's a learner, always at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
她总是在我们主脚前做学生的。
She's silent and emotional and quiet, meek.
她很安静，也很谦卑，也很情绪化。
Martha comes to feast Jesus, and Mary comes to be feasted by Jesus.
马大是在那里侍奉耶稣的筵席，玛利亚却是来接受耶稣预备的筵席。
Martha wasn't swallowed up with grief the same way Mary was.
马大他经历痛苦的经历和玛利亚不一样。
Mary wasn't even able to function.
玛利亚甚至都不能正常的运作了。
She couldn't stop crying.
她哭得停不下来。
When Martha left the house, no one suspected where she was going.
当马大出去的时候，没有人怀疑她去哪里。
She's going out to make sandwiches or prepare something.
她出去是预备一些事情做三明治。
But when Mary left, everybody noticed. Look at verse 31.
当玛利亚出去的时候，每个人都注意了。
Then the Jews who were with her in the house and consoling her, when they saw Mary got up quickly and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to weep.
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰她的犹太人，见她急忙起来出去。就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。
Martha's not in shock.
马大并没有还在震惊的当中。
She wants to talk.
他还想说话。
When you read the record, it's almost comical.
在你读这个记载的时候，好像带有一点喜剧的性质。
It's so interesting to see the conversation that Jesus has with Martha.
你看耶稣和马大的这个对话很有趣。
They talk about the immortality of the soul.
他们就讲到这个魂的这个不死。
My brother will rise again one day.
他说我的兄弟有一天会复活。
To Martha, it's all doctrine and theology.
对他来说只是一些教义、教条而已。
And Jesus sort of explains, do you know why they'll rise again at the last day?
耶稣就跟他解释，你知不知道为什么在末日的时候他会复活呢？
Because I'll be there to make sure they rise at the last day.
因为他说我会在那里来确保他们在末日会复活。
And I'm here right now.
我在这里，我就在这里。
And resurrection is not a doctrine. I am the resurrection and the life.
复活不是一个教条，我就是那复活，生命也在我。
And so Jesus deals with Martha and he carries on a long theological discussion.
所以当他跟马大对话的时候，他就用了一个很长的一个神学的一个对话。
But Mary, she's not Martha.
玛利亚不跟马大不一样。
She doesn't need a Bible verse.
她不需要一个圣经的章节。
She doesn't need a Bible study.
她也不需要读经。
She can't talk. She's all choked up.
她根本连话都说不出来了。
One sentence is all that can come out. All the rest is choked in Mary.
她只能说一句话，所有别的话都在她里面哽咽起来了。
How does our Lord Jesus deal with one so full of despair, such suffering?
我们的主怎么样来对付这样一个绝望的充满痛苦的一个人呢？
Don't miss this, brothers and sisters in Christ. John 11:35, Jesus wept.
你看在11章35节这里说耶稣哭了。
Martha needed the Savior's ears.
马大他需要这个救主的耳朵。
Mary needed the Savior's tears.
玛利亚需要救主的眼泪。
He always deals with us as and where we are.
他总是照着我们的所事和我们的所在来对付我们。
To bring us to the place that he wants us.
来以至于把我们带到他愿意我们进驻的地方。
The centurion needed a word.
那个百夫长只需要一句话。
And Jesus gave him a word.
耶稣就给了他那句话。
The blind man needed a touch and a word.
那个眼瞎的人他需要一摸也需要一句话。
Jesus gave a touch and a word.
耶稣就把一句话和一摸都给了他。
Peter needed a look.
彼得他需要主耶稣看他一眼。
And so the Lord looked at Peter.
所以主耶稣就看了他一眼。
Mary Magdalene needed to hear her name spoken.
摩大拉的玛利亚她就需要主叫她的名字。
Thomas needed a revelation of Christ.
多马需要基督的一个启示。
Saul needed to be knocked off his high horse.
扫罗就需要被他在高头大马上给击打下来。
Martha needs a sermon.Mary needs sympathy.
马大需要一篇讲道，玛利亚需要同情。
He's a suitable savior.
他是一个为我们量身定做的这样的一位救主。
He knows you intimately and all your ways.
他在你所有的一切方面都那么深深的、亲密的认识你。
You don't have to try to be somebody else.
你不需要做别人。
All he's ever wanted was you to be you and let him be him.
他所要的就是你做你的自己，他来做他。
If we would only learn to stay out of the Godhead.
如果我们愿意把我们自己来从这个神的主权里面放开来。
Let me just review and we'll be done.
我们来在这里重复一下，然后我们就结束。
To those he wants to take further, he reveals himself not as the one who prevents, but as the one who overcomes.
他对于那些想把他们带到更深的一步的那些人，他愿意启示他自己不只是那个防止事情发生的人，而是要其实他是那位得胜者。
To those who want to go on, He reveals the fact of His presence and sometimes withdraws the sense of His presence.
对于那些想更进一步的人，他在那里启示他同在的实际，有时候甚至让你忽略了他这个同在的这个可以摸得到的这个表象。
To those who want to go on, He teaches us to put our ear to His heart so that the Holy Spirit can show us what it means.
对于我们想更进一步的人，他要我们把我们的耳朵来贴近他的胸口，让我们能听圣灵要向我们所说的话。
And to those that want to go forward, He teaches us it could not have been different. It should not have been different, and He's done no wrong.
对于我们那些更进一步的人，想更进一步的人，他说这个事情不会有另外一种方式发生，也不应该有另外一种方式发生，而且一切他都没有做错。
Chapter 11, verse 28, and we're finished.
11章28节作为我们的结束。
The teacher is here, and he's calling for you.
夫子来了，他叫你。
He's calling you to himself.
他要招你到他自己那里去。
And to the truth of resurrection life.
来把你招到复活生命的真理的里面。
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
天父啊，我们谢谢你，因为你向我们所说的话。
Not what we think it might mean.
不是我们认为它也许是这个意思。
But all you've inspired it to mean, work in our hearts.
你所来启示给我的，能够在我们的心里面来做工。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.